Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live.
Live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
What's up, Kevin?
What's going on?
And we got Matt today. I'm always Matt's our comfort shield. What's up, guys? It's Wednesday. We haven't been here for like 2 weeks, so I apologize to any of our growing fans that we just totally blew you off.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder, so they have to wait on us.
What'd you say, Allie?
So distance makes the heart grow fonder, so they got to wait on us a little bit. We'll get more viewers.
And Kevin looks like he's excited. We like a happy guest.
All day.
We like an awesome guest in any which way, but it's always awesome like when you seem stoked to be with us. So,
yeah, for sure. I'm a pretty stoked individual.
Welcome. Thank you for giving us any of your time. I have to ask you first question around the gate. Holy shit.
Okay. Nice.
Your submission. When the other day, I was making me a little nervous. How did you get the name Hard Hitting Hillbilly? I need to know this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you get asked this a lot or.
My new name is Crash. I'm going by Crash now. But yeah, the Hard Hitting Hillbilly is my old nickname. It started, so I was training in Albuquerque with the three-time world champion Danny Romero, Kid Dynamite, he's a boxer. And he was calling me HHH for like a month, for like the first month that I started training there. And like, I didn't ask him about it. I was just happy he was letting me train. And then after like a little while, we like, you know, got closer. And I was like, hey, man, like, what's HHH? He's like, man, you're my hard hitting honky. And I was like, oh, like, all right.
He's honky first.
I had a friend who owns a
Triple H
called Hillbilly Fightwear. And so I just asked him to make me a shirt that said Hard Hitting Hillbilly, and it all just kind of happened from there.
That's cool. Is it possibly because you're from Missouri or?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like super country really. I listen to like some old country music. I like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and Waylon.
Hell yeah. Like, some Waylon Jennings.
That's about as country as I get, you know? So. When I lived in Albuquerque, I liked it because it like was home. But then once I moved back to Missouri, there's like real country people here, and it just doesn't fit as well, I think. So that's why I moved on to Crash now. It's just like I've grown up, I've changed so much, so I just got a new name. Yeah,
that's cool though. I'm on the other side of you in Missouri. I'm on the St. Louis side, but
okay,
always exciting to see what you guys. I don't know if I could feel like real competitive, but I always like to see because it's usually glory that's coming out of KC.
Yeah,
I'm always keeping eyes on you guys.
Yeah.
You guys had a really nice night the other night too. With I'm not sure promotion was, but it was just
we've been having a good time.
Oh yeah,
we've been killing the game for sure.
Wow, well sweet.
Do you feel like you weren't living up to your hillbilly name? Like when people seen you, like, not what I was expecting.
All your teeth.
I mean, no. And like, I mean, I like the name and like, it's fine. Like, this is my nickname. Like, it's cool. But I don't know. It was just old. You know what I mean? Like, I got that like when I was, I don't know, 24, 25. I'm 33 now.
Yeah, when you're making the best decisions.
Yeah, the best decision. The best decision. I'm 33 now. I've changed up so much. I've grown up so much. I kind of fight differently than I used to. I'm a little bit smarter, at least. I don't know if I fight differently. I fight a little bit smarter. So yeah, man, it was a good time for a change.
You think your style changed, or what was it? Your technique? Are you more calm? Are you more like
thinking definitely. About? definitely more calm and yeah, more calm. I think I used to. There was a period. I've been in the game for so long. I feel like I have like a few different careers, if that makes any sense. Like I've done. Like there were a few years I fought like this, and a few years I fought like this, and a few years I fought like this. So like it's all kind of different. But yeah, I feel like I used to kind of just go out and look for a brawl and a fight and like let's make this bloody. And now, man, I've had the concussions. I've had all the scars. So I'm just trying to be a little bit cleaner.
And that is true, because I remember like when I was younger, it's like you said, it's like a whole different fight career. When I was younger, I was a lot more hot-headed and just going out there ball fire. And, like now you gotta think, like, you can't get a concussion, you can't hurt yourself, you gotta be smart.
And I was Superman. I had no idea of my restraints before. I've always had more brains, there are more balls than brains, you know. And so it took me stretching the limits for me to kind of find like the lane, my lane, you know.
See, I think a lot of it too, and I think a lot of people go in there and expect, you know, whatever they thought fighting was before they get into amateur fighting and before they even get into pro fighting. I think a lot of them go in there and they end up brawling. Just they go wild, they brawl, they don't understand. I think there's a lot more to the game of the fight that you don't know about until either you get shit ton of amateur fights under your belt or you have something happen to you that really makes you wake up. And there's
that rookie mentality. You just have that fast knockout and you think it's going to happen.
Yeah. See, that's the problem is I used to not fight like that. And then I got a couple quick wins and I thought I was the man. I thought I could knock anybody out, you know? And then you go out there and you start fighting like that and man, you get exposed and I got exposed.
So having experience, I do love talking to people on their first fight. Like, oh man, like, are you excited? How do you feel? Like, what is your plan? Oh, I'm going to knock them out right away.
Everyone thinks you got the knockout, especially girls. We don't really have the knockout power. I mean, I think we do maybe for other girls if it's set right. But I think all the girls like, yeah, they just go
in. I think we just have better jaws.
Our tiny bodies can't do it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can't knock anybody out clean. It's always like flash knockouts, you know, but whatever.
But would it be a factor with like boys playing like contact sports so much that kind of like loosen some stuff that like we haven't?
Yeah. Well, wait, say that again, Ellie.
Like boys like playing like football and all that stuff, like they've been hitting the head a lot more than we have. So like maybe some of their stuff's a little more sensitive by getting hit, and that's why girls don't knock out so easy.
Maybe. You think we already got concussions coming in?
Or just power too.
Yeah. We have strong little fists.
And I think guys are a little
For sure. I've been hit very hard by some ladies, 100%. Megan Anderson will put some hands on you.
I love her. She's one of such. She's all the way out in glory, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I love watching her. Great. So talking about knockout. So was he actually rocked? So when you're at your debut in UFC, you have the record for fastest, you know, debut finish of a lightweight. Do you think he's already out before you grabbed that guillotine? I don't think.
And I'm not even a lightweight. Let's just say that.
Huh?
And I'm not even a lightweight.
That was nice. And then that was exciting. Like it didn't have to be a freaking full 3-round fight or anything like that. That was really exciting. Just that little short amount of time. Shit, you rocked him, you grabbed that standing guillotine and you just sat in it. Like, how was that?
It's like an out of body experience. Like looking back on it and like thinking about it. I see it from like an elevated perspective. Like I'm looking down on it. It's fucking wild, you know? I don't know. Like, obviously, I knew when I set up the man, I just wasn't trying to think, you know? Like, I knew I set him down, and I was just letting my body do my thing, pure instinct. I've never guillotined with my left arm before. And, like, it just, like, it went. I swear to God, is his neck had a magnet, and it just fucking went there. Like, I've seen people break it down and, like, talk about all these little movements I did. I had no clue I was doing it, man. This is all instinct, you know? And I even thought for a split second about changing hands, but I just went with it. And I mean, fuck, man. It, It was amazing.
Your opportunity, what came natural, totally worked out for you. Like,
yeah, I mean, I've been training for forever, so, you know, I mean, I don't know if it came naturally, but it came after a lot of years of experience. What's up, Mama?
I hope that's a compliment.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like, do I need to beat one of these people up?
No, that's Mama D. She's amazing. I love her.
What's up, D? Yeah, a couple.
Were you all intimidated by the fact that he had more UFC fights than you?
No. I mean, that guy mattered not the fuck at all to me. You know, like, I never thought about him at all. James told me when we were at the airport who I was fighting. He told me that it wouldn't be my toughest fight. I saw the look in his eye when he saw that, or when he said that. And, I mean, he thought it was going to be a really tough fight, and so did I. As soon as I saw him say that, it's not going to be your toughest fight, and he kind of, like, had that look on his face, I, like, just put in my mind, okay, I'm prepared for war. Let's go. And I never thought about him at all after that. At all.
He's probably really hurt about that.
Do you feel like you kind of, like, had to go a little extra to make a name for yourself because this was your UFC debut?
I mean, yeah, I have been wanting to be here forever. I've been planning to be here forever. I always knew I would make it, even at times when I doubted myself, I still always knew I'd be here. And so I've been planning this shit. That's why I did that stuff at the weigh-ins with the comb and, like, stuff. Like, man, I'm going to milk this shit for all it's worth. I got the personality. I can fight. Like, I'm going to make everything I can out of this. So I'm going to have everybody talking about me.
Did you get a good mentality to have?
Yeah. Did you get the good approval of Dana White?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, did you get the approval of Dana White? You're sitting right there, right? Because you got over Adam, kind of.
Yeah. We shook hands and talked. He told me that, you know, people who take a big risk get rewarded. You know, I mean, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Is there any fights in the future being planned? Has anybody contacted you yet?
No, I do not know what's going on, but I'm in the gym every day and be ready, you know.
I love it.
Because you were saying that in an interview that you just try and stay ready as much as possible and that's your success. Which, I mean, good. It's a good strategy.
Yeah, I mean, this is my life. This is all I like to do, you know. I mean, I do enjoy other things, but it's the only thing I've ever wanted. I remember being 15 years old, not even really knowing what MMA was, knowing that there was a thing called Ultimate Fighting. And I remember telling my friend that that's what I wanted to do. Like, this is the only thing I've ever liked. Even before that, all I ever wanted to do was roughhouse and fight with my friends. Like, all I've ever wanted to do is this. So, I mean, I have the best time at the gym every day. I get to go see my best friends every day and play around. Like, I have the best life. And so, now I got some money in the bank.
I was like, what, $65,000 or what was that? Is that 65 grand?
Huh? Yeah, I mean, I got the bonus, yeah.
Nice. Nancy,
don't spend it fucking quickly, please.
Invest it.
Technically, I haven't got it yet. It takes a little while to get the bonus. And yeah, I am investing it on this rock. I'll build my church. This is going to set my life up for sure.
Just put it all in Bitcoins. That's all you need to do for your future.
I have heard that from a few people.
Really? That as a serious financial advice?
Yeah. These people, I, you know.
Don't listen to those people.
This advice was unsolicited. I did not ask them.
Dude, I would suggest you make your own vitamins before you do that.
Yeah, I could dig it.
That's hilarious. Do you talk about, like, persistent. Like, you have a long pro career, right? That was a long time coming, and you stayed patient. And I was just actually, because I was stalking you. And I was
studying.
Right. Seriously, but you have an awesome quote on it. And I can't say it word for word, but it was something that had to do with the fact that it takes time. Shit doesn't happen overnight. I think you might have posted on your story. And if you give up halfway there, people just want that ramification, the reward immediately.
People want things fast in life.
They end up quitting before they see, like, no, these people just don't get shit. Some people, the lucky ones, yeah, they get out overnight, but you don't know what's left in store for them later on. But the fact that you went after, and here's your UFC debut, and you make history, that just makes it even more sweet.
For sure. I mean, most definitely, man. Like, I have always known this would happen, even in the darkest times. Like, that's why I kept going, because I always had the faith. I've always known. And, like, I even have always thought that I would get the bonus on my debut. I've always thought that. Like, I'm a bonus fighter. All of my shit's exciting. I'm an entertainer. I aim to entertain every fucking time. So, like, man, but still, I could have never dreamed of it being this good. You know, like, a day's notice, a weight class up. That's as gangster as it can get. And then I go out there and set a record, like... I would have never dreamed it be that good, because you're always prepared for war, you know, like, just fucking amazing.
It's almost like having a new baby high.
What'd you say, Allie?
So it's almost like having a new baby high, man. You just went out, your first UFC fight, you made it fight of the night, everything. You had a great performance, you did the finish, and it looked good.
So amazing. Yeah. I mean, it literally, like, I've been training my entire life for that moment, you know, like, and obviously I got a lot more to come, but all my hard work paid off. Like, literally, man, it's all cliche. Like, this is a bullshit ass cliche American dream story. I didn't have shit. I worked my ass off, and there were plenty of times when I didn't think it was going to work out, but it fucking worked out, and I made it, you know, like, it's amazing.
It makes you more humble.
Yeah, I think we're all a bunch of broke Midwesterners in this room here. So,
Heck yeah. So, like, I mean, like I said, like, on Wednesday before the fight, I had $64 in my account, you know, which that's not a big deal. That's kind of normal for me, you know, like, whatever. But
I don't think people understand that. Like, a lot of fighters, especially amateur level, they're broke. We're broke. Like, if I get a good guy that comes in my gym and he has something to work with, or he just has a drive and you can't afford it, like, shit, I want this guy, I want to work for, you know, get this guy some work and get him in the bags and stuff like that, and we'll let him come in for free, because a lot of the fighters don't have money. I don't think people think, like, it costs us money to fight amateur level, especially.
I understand
physicals, like, you're going broke just trying to get your ass kicked in the ring just to make it something.
I understand that there are people who, like, have good upbringings that want to fight. But, like, that kind of blows my mind. Like, I feel like the vast majority of fighters have a little something wrong with them. And most of them.
Why else would they be doing this?
Like, if you had money, like, why would you do this? Like, I feel like if I had money in the bank, I probably wouldn't be fighting. But then again, what do I know?
They had some type of adversity to come over. And it gave them that drive or the hunger to get into.
For sure. I know it happens. I know I have friends, you know, that are well off, you know, doing pretty well in life, and they still
fight. Took karate when they were four, right?
It just blows my mind.
Nothing wrong with Cobra Kai.
Did you do anything growing up, or what did you get into MMA? Like, how did you even come about that?
I started wrestling in high school. Like, I mean, I always wanted to do some type of martial arts, but just wasn't, like, my family was really religious and super kind of culty. And, like, my dad was worried that they were going to, like, teach me Eastern philosophy or some shit like that. So I, like, wasn't allowed to do any martial arts or anything. Yeah.
Huh. It's weird. Like, I think a lot of people assume with, like, fighting and, like, how it's popular that everybody's family would be along with it, but not a lot of fighters actually have support from their family.
Yeah, well, actually, like, I mean, once I started fighting, I have support from all of my family. Growing up, it was a little different, but I started wrestling in high school, and my dad was really into that and supportive, and yeah, my whole family is actually pretty into me fighting, so it's kind of cool.
That's good. That support level.
Yeah.
Let's stand behind and support each other versus one just going out there all by himself. I mean, it can go either way, but it does mean a lot. Like, I mean, my dad will drive down just for a 2-minute fight. He'll drive 5 hours.
Yeah.
That means the most, you know.
For sure. I know some moms got to get a little drunk sometimes to watch their kid fight.
Definitely.
What'd you say?
I've seen some moms at fights. They got to get like a little drunk before their kid gets in because they're so worried.
Yeah, I've seen the same.
I can only imagine.
I love the grandmas. The grandmas are the best. They're the ones screaming, just fucking take his head off. Kill
him. Yeah. Yeah, man. There's a whole variety of people that come out. It's pretty wild.
Do you have any plans for the next year or two, like where you're trying to get? Like, I think Matt already asked.
Have you designed your t-shirts yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you designed your t-shirts yet?
No, man, I haven't. I got other things on the mind. T-shirts to come.
Like where to spend the money?
I got to figure out what to do. next couple of years, man, I mean, I don't know. I want to keep fighting. I'd like to fight like 4 or 5 times a year. Let's be active. I want to have at least 50 pro MMA fights. So what am I? I'm at 34 now. So what is that? 16 more. I need at least 16 more. So I mean, I'd like to have 4 fights for the next 4 years, something like that. I don't know. We'll see.
Stay active.
Yeah. Man, I love fighting. That's why I do this. That's why I have a crazy record that I have, is because I've taken every fight I've been offered. I've done a lot of stupid shit. I like to fight.
How was it coming out though on your UFC debut? Like, I was also watching your story earlier, and there was another guy on the podcast talking about like you have no fans there. It's not exactly probably how you pictured it, but was that interesting coming out in a time like that, or did it faze you?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I mean, probably worked better for me. Nobody there. I could just focus. It's just me in the cage. Like my whole thing is, I've seen a lot of fighters come out and the only thing they're thinking about is the fight. The only thing they're thinking about is winning. And then after they are done fighting and after they won, I have talked to them about them being like, man, like, I don't remember anything. It was just like all kind of a blur. Like the only thing I was focused on was the fight. So I just really wanted to soak in the whole experience. You know, I've been waiting 13 years to experience this stuff. I wanted to remember it. I think I did that. I just walked out and just enjoyed it. Enjoyed every moment, man. Enjoyed Bruce Buffer calling my name. I just fucking enjoyed it, man. I've been waiting so long. I've worked so hard for it, you know.
I'm a big believer. 13 is my lucky number.
Lucky number. Me too.
I mean,
I got a lucky number 13 tattoo now.
That's crazy. That's mine too.
Heck yeah.
I thought that's weird because, like, in high school, I used to put that in stuff all the time.
Wow. I mean, everywhere I go, I see 13. I mean, I totally believe it's good luck. And I think, honestly, if you can manifest it in your head, or if you can think about it and manifest in reality, you just keep thinking it. And you said you just feel. Happen. That's what you wanted, and you make it happen.
I got signed 13 years to the day of my first fight.
People, 13.
Yeah.
Stop giving it a bad
breath. 13 is what you make it.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Put that shit on your shirt too.
That's right.
Somewhere. I got all.
Just remember, I was just going to give you a little piece of advice. The government wants about 35% of that check.
Yeah, man, I already had the talk with the tax man, and they're gonna take.
It's not pretty when you finally start making money.
They're gonna take about what I made the entire year last year, which whatever. Hey, man, that's cool. I got money now. I guess that's a good problem.
It's how you look at it.
Hey, they're supposed to be releasing second stimulus checks soon.
Yeah, let's go. Hell yeah. I can't wait. I'll buy me some more shoes.
Don't blow it all off. People think they can get money and then they blow it and it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
I made the rule. I'm not going out to eat anymore for a while. I went out to eat every day for a month, you know. not great. But I bought groceries. And I'm cooking now, so don't worry.
What do you like to eat after weigh-ins? Like, I like questioning people on that weird stuff.
Yeah. mean, I don't have like a crazy thing. Like, I like sushi. I eat sushi a lot. Some Thai food, maybe some pasta, whatever. I'm not like wild about
the one Texas Roadhouse shindig. My Outsiders Zoo.
Do what?
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh yeah, actually,
I don't want to hear a thing with Texas Roadhouse.
I go to get a Texas Roadhouse if you're from Kansas City.
That's Grant Dawson's favorite thing. So every time he fights, that's where we go afterwards. He loves the butter biscuit. I mean, who doesn't love the butter biscuits?
Yeah. I don't know about you, but after I've like been doing a fight camp and eating clean, like I fantasize about the food I'm about to eat when the fight is over.
Yeah, man, I always have a ton of fantasies, but then I never like eat all that. Like, you know, like when I'm cutting, I like have all these dreams. Oh, I want to have this, but I just get whatever afterwards, you know.
Do you have any pre-fight rituals, like what you eat too, like right beforehand, or no?
Do you have a certain pair of socks you have to wear that day?
So, like, in the beginning, I did, but, man, I've had so many fights. Like, those rituals get hard to, you know, like, well, like, one day I was watching a movie before every fight, and then you, like, forget a movie, and so you can't watch it. And then, you know, like, yeah, no, I don't really have it.
Or you, like, lose the fight, like, I can't do that ritual anymore. I was bummed.
Yeah.
Not watching Fight Club anymore.
I try not to really like make it ritualistic. It's just, it's another day. I'm going to go do what I do every day. I mean, except I get to have more fun. So I probably dance a little bit more, you know?
I like dancing. I'm down to dance.
Me too.
Karen dances when she walks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you see me walk out, but.
Yeah. I'm going to pick a different song, though, next time. I do like dancing. I like just getting the – I don't know. It's just – well, it also gets me in the mood. Like, I'm just in my own head, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, coming out shit. Like, sure. I know I probably look stupid maybe to someone else, but it makes me, like, you know, hyped up to dance. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck up. It's about you.
Yeah.
I feel like that's almost an intimidation factor when you go in there and you're not so angry serious. The other person's like, dude, they're about to have fun with it.
I've always found that to be an advantage, like, especially if you walk out second. And then the guy's all pumped up. He came out to like some Metallica or some shit. And then you come out to Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, like throws him off. Like, that, like mm-hmm. that, like messes his whole vibe up. But I'm grooving, you know? So, like, yeah, I've definitely seen that before.
My brothers, they'll sit there and wink and kiss the guy across the cage.
Yeah. Yeah, I do appreciate the person coming out and like breaking up that hard ass mood, like with that. Some stupid song or some light stuff or not the slow crap, not like the boring, like.
Right. You know, my thing is like, I remember coming up like amateur, everybody would come out to this gangster ass song and then get fucked up, you know?
Damn it.
And so like, I like learned that like, I don't want my song to be harder than I am. You know? Like, so that's kind of my rules. I don't want my song to be more gangster than I am. So. Yeah. I come out to fucking silly shit.
Yeah.
You ever hear Sam Alvey's song, for what he walks into?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've seen him fight a bunch.
I can't remember what it is, but it's a real happy song.
Yeah.
You know, I want to come out to Tim Jones one time.
That would be really funny. Heck yeah.
Anything that makes you feel good, that just makes me. I just can't go out to slow stuff. I need to get something that makes me like. Mm-hmm. I like to bounce on my feet like when I fight. Like I like to like, keep a left and like fucking fast pace.
Sometimes I can get down with the really slow shit. Like I just came out to "What a Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong.
It's my song.
It's my dance song. But like I still fucking like I you know like I just get into it though you know.
That will make me cry. How do you walk out to that?
Cause man, dog, when you're fucking walking out, man, what a fucking wonderful world! I get to do what I fucking love once again.
Do any of you guys hate being the first person in?
I mean, yeah, I would prefer to be the second. Everybody does, but whatever, it doesn't matter.
I hate being up there. You're just like trying to figure out what to do while the other person comes out.
Yeah, yeah, it is. That's awkward, really, for sure.
And they take a long ass time to get there. It's like,
yeah, yeah.
Hey, you gotta take that whole moment in. So,
man, you do. I concur.
It's very lonely in the cage when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
So I guess I never thought about it, but maybe it is.
You need your friend.
One is the loneliest number, right?
Yeah, I have heard that.
I must have felt bad for Karen because I end up running out too early for my song.
Wait, what?
So I must have felt bad for Karen being by herself because I came out too early.
Yeah, we fought one time and she came out second. But you had a mean song. Like I came out with my I had Hispanic Spanish music playing and I was trying all the way out. And then she comes out to the most mean fucking song. All right, I like it. Cool, let's go.
Well, they told us at the meeting, when you see the fog come out, that's your time. Go out. And I seen the fog and I was like, shit. So I start going up there and I get halfway down the catwalk and I hear my song come on. I was like, no.
It 5 minutes. It was killing my nerves. When it takes that long, it was making me nervous, shit.
I was just hurrying to come see you.
Well, hey, Kevin, we don't want to take up, all your night here, but you got anybody you want to give a shout out to or fans
obviously sponsors? Grouse, Glory MMA, Grant Dawson, those gentlemen have been instrumental in getting me where I am, and I really appreciate them. My whole team, they're amazing, and I want to thank Brian Imes, Lisa Gore, always helping me out. Appreciate you guys.
Mama D,
I love you.
Hey. You got to give a shout out to D Jones.
Mama D,
she's my
shit.
Yeah.
And what are the magic bars she's talking about?
They're amazing, nutrition bars she makes, homemade. They're really good.
Cool.
Send us some.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, we're big fans, or at least I am, especially of everyone out there at Glory MMA, out there in KC. I like watching you guys and your style out there. You guys make me a little nervous over here in St. Louis. You're awesome. Thank you for joining us. You are a really awesome dude. You seem really down to earth, and I like the attitude. I think everyone appreciates that. So.
Heck yeah, thank you.
It's really good having you on.
We're going to have you back on when you get your next fight.
Yeah, man, totally. I'd love to. I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. So, appreciate watching.
You have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
I like him.
I know. He's got a really nice personality, but it could just be biased because we're all from the Midwest.
Yeah, that too. Or I think we're a little goofy too, and he has the little upbeat, playful personality. I like, when people are playful and they get that you're not super serious and
mm-hmm.
I mean,
can't be super serious with a nickname like the hard-hitting hillbilly. So,
yeah, that's why it's interesting. You can't take yourself too seriously.
I mean, I see what he's saying because, when I was younger, I could never think of a fight nickname because, I don't know, it feels like something you really got to commit to, and it really has to define you kind of as a fighter.
I have a girl who's up for fighting. It's my one of my first girls debuting out of my gym. And I was just telling her, I'm like, look, don't make stupid shit up. If someone's going to give you a nickname, that's one thing. I'm like, but don't make yourself some hard ass nickname. And then you go out there. To me, I'm I like people that are gifted. He was gifted that nickname. I just feel, mm-hmm. I don't know, me personally or other people, but I just feel really weird. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to name myself this nickname, and I don't know if I'm going to live up to it or not.
It's the rule back in the day, you can't give yourself a nickname. Somebody gives you a nickname.
I wonder if a lot of people get their nicknames or they give it to them themselves or how it goes. I love someone nicknaming. Go for it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of posers out there that give themselves a nickname. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Scorpion.
If I gave my own, I'd probably call it Kangaroo or something stupid.
And there's a lot of fighters sometimes in AMI that they rename themselves entirely. They needed a new famous name.
Yeah, that too. I mean, I could do that. I couldn't, but the whole nickname thing, I don't know.
But the one, so there's one in Iowa. He gave himself the last name McGregor after Conor McGregor.
Well, at least you better, those are some big shoes to fill then, and you better talk some shit like he does.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know. I can see giving yourself a generic name like Smith or Black or something, but when you're taking another famous UFC fighter's last name.
Yeah, that's kind of fanboyish, I think, right?
Obsession.
Yeah, I just have a big ass name or a really long name that I don't trust people pronouncing right. So I'd rather just storing it and making it easy for everyone else before y'all.
The ref's always asking, did I say it right?
Especially the refs. And I'll tell the announcer, I'll be like, this is how you say it. And they'll still jack it up on my way out. So I'm like, whatever. I'm going to change it. Go by the first name only.
All right, Matt.
It's Matt, not Seaman Jelly.
Simone.
How's it going?
Hey.
How's it going? Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
It's Wednesday night. How was your night?
Good. Just gonna do some training later.
Yeah.
Just been busy training, and you know, I got my fight team, you know, coming together, and you know, with this virus thing, it's kind of killing me, but got to deal with it, you know.
You got some long night. I saw you training. I think one of your newer fighters on boxing. I was looking at your Instagram post on that.
Yeah.
So are you still in the U.S. then, or are you in Thailand yet?
I'm still in the U.S. They haven't really gave me like a date when I'm going to go to Thailand. I guess as soon as the numbers died down and this, well, they're containing it over there right now. I looked it up, and so hopefully somewhere in between the next month or two.
Right. Have you been to Thailand or overseas?
No. I haven't. I'll be there for maybe 6 weeks.
Just to fill everyone in real quick, Matthew here is going to be going over to Thailand for a show called Underdog. Tell us a little bit about that show.
It's pretty much like, I want to like compare it to Ultimate Fighter. I mean, you got all these fighters coming from everywhere, and pretty much you train with some Muay Thai kickboxers that they have there. The producer, the one who's putting on the show, is he trains also. So I guess we'll just be learning the way that they do it there, to perhaps how we do it here. It's a little bit different, but I think it's gonna be all right. You know, I'm a stand-up fighter anyways. You know, I'm not a ground fighter, so. Well, everybody that I fought tried to take me to the ground and stuff. You know, it's like, this is more me, the way I like to fight and the way I like to be inside like the cage and stuff. So it's gonna be different. There's not gonna be no. So the rules is pretty much like there is no, like, you're not gonna be able to take down your opponent. It's all stand up. I mean, you get knocked down, you're just standing up the whole time. Throwing elbows, knees, whatever, but it's a stand up. It's a stand up.
Is it just Muay, like a Muay Thai, just straight?
Yeah. Yes.
So is this gonna be any more difficult than what you're usually used to for training?
Yeah. I seen a few opening clips of the show and of a couple different fighters on the opening video, and yeah, it's gonna probably kick my butt, you know, but I mean, the way they train is a lot. I gotta step my cardio up just a little bit, just another notch. So
a
little bit more hardcore.
What's that?
So a little bit more hardcore.
Yeah, pretty much. I'd say, yeah, it's more intense. I mean, like I said, I'm a stand-up fighter, and I like it. I like to, you know, just go toe-to-toe with somebody, you know what I mean? So.
Are you better with your hands or your feet, your legs?
Both. I'll do both. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you ever thought about, you know, bare knuckle.
I don't know. My wife's a nurse, so I don't know how that would go.
She likes your face, so no.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Nurses are pretty big about that head trauma.
Yeah. So like, you know, I mean, it's already bad, you know, you take enough blows to the head already, you know, just doing cage fighting. And, you know, I took it a few, you know, I've never been knocked out, but I took it quite a few, you know, good hits to the head, to the face. never had a nosebleed. I mean, I got cracked straight dead on and never, yeah, it's pretty weird. Yeah. But yeah, so I had my pro fight, well, my pro debut fight, and this past April, and I lost, but due to an arm bar, but it was, you know, it was a good fight, you know, to say. So.
So is this show that you're going to be on the Underdog? Is this going to be like a Netflix type series, or is it going to be on its own platform, or how's it being launched?
It's going to be streamed. You can stream it. I think like if you have a Roku or, you know, somewhat like a Fire Stick and stuff, sure. stuff like, you know, things like that. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot.
iTunes, Amazon Prime, and Google Play.
So it'll be its own app, or are you guys going to be on somebody's channel?
I'm not for sure. Like, I sent my contract in about a week and a half ago. I actually talked to the producer, and I let him know that I haven't gotten no feedback of when the fight, you know, what dates I'm going to be leaving, and so forth. So he told me, on LinkedIn, he messaged me, and he said that he'll talk to the cast or whatever, and pretty much like tell me or let me know if it's going to be, you know, like soon or whatnot. But you don't know until you sign your contract, because that's what it says on the contract, that you will not be given details. If you don't sign this contract, you won't know. So like pretty much it's kind of like unreleased.
You got to sign up to find out what it's about.
Yeah.
So you don't know any of the other cast members?
No.
You don't know who you're fighting?
No, it's going to be a tournament, pretty much. There's going to be a prize at the end of, you know, the last two people. I don't know if they're like, if you lose during that tournament, you go home. I don't know none of that. I can't tell you. You know, I wish I had more information about that. But I'm sitting here patiently, you know, just waiting for that email to come or that message to come and to let me know, you know, the whole get down of when I'm supposed to be leaving and all that stuff. The prize money, I'll know, pretty much I'll know a little bit more about it, like as soon as they email me or, like I said, message me. Other than that, I really don't have full detail of that.
So is it going to be kind of like the Ultimate Fighter, where you guys are all going to stay in the same house, or?
We're going to actually the hotel. I do know one thing: we're going to be staying at the Bazaar Hotel. All the fighters are going to be there. I don't know if it's going to be in one in a like a penthouse suite. I don't know if it's going to, or if we're just going to have our different separate rooms. I don't know.
They tell you how long the camp will be, or are you going to train? Is that something that they've discussed with you already?
No. No, they haven't even said anything about that. All I know, it's a series, so I'll be there for that as long as, you know, I think 6 weeks, what the contract said. If you know, if they quarantine, I don't know if they're going to quarantine us or whatnot for like 2 weeks when we get there. You know, it might be a little bit, you know, delay, but to come back home. But I'm pretty excited. You know, I like a challenge. Me, I'm pretty much like I'm an independent fighter. I've been doing this. I've been fighting MMA for a little bit over 3 years now. I've done kickboxing for about 10, but I've been doing MMA for about 3.5 years. I started when I moved up. I'm from California, but I live in Idaho, Idaho Falls. And I started with the team. Checked it out, threw him a little YouTube video. That's all I had. I you know, choked out three dudes. it was an underground like video, but I mean, you know, they just want to see what I had. They just want to see like if I had any, you know, background or whatnot. But because I know they substitute kickboxing and then Muay Thai. Muay Thai is more of a you know, more control stuff. But yeah, and then I just branched off, like, you know, I got, you know, a local sponsor here, where I'm living at right now, where I reside. And you know, things have been going good. I just got me a sports agent not too long ago, so he's helping me out. But it's hard, you know, like, to do it out, because I had no family out here. But it's to do it by yourself, you know, and train yourself. I don't have nobody to train me. I train my own self. So, you know, I lost a little bit more fights than what I won, but, you know, it's just experience to me. You know, amateur fights were just experience, and I just utilize what I learned from that. And then what I'm, you know, teaching myself now, I got a few.
Have you thought about moving to a place with, you know, where there's more MMA activity for a better gym, or?
Yeah. Well, I got married here, you know, me and my wife got a house here and kids, and yeah. So, yeah. So it's kind of hard to make a move like that. If I was single, yeah, I mean,
right.
I'd be gone, you know, I'd be gone. But like I said, I all my amateur fights, I didn't even fight here. I fought here once, my pro fight, because they had got me my pro fight, my pro debut fight here. But all my AMI fights were in Vegas. So.
Tough area.
What's that?
It's a tough area.
Yeah. Yeah, Vegas is cool. Like, my promoter was very genuine, you know, very, very cool. Like, we got to fight for you, Cadill. Can you make it? I'm driving from Idaho to Vegas by myself. So
what do you feel like when you got this opportunity that this was like the big, like, game changer for your career?
Which is what? As to?
To do the reality show and get that experience, get that ability to go timely and train there, get your name out there a little bit more.
Yeah. This is going to help me a lot with my, to put me out there, a lot of exposure, a lot.
How many guys is it, you know?
The poster, I mean, it looked like there was like,
that's what I was going to say, the poster looked full.
Like 15 to 20 people.
Yeah. Are they all from the U.S. or is it going to be a mix? You don't know.
They're from all over the country. So
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, even just getting on the show, if you are on there for like a day or a week, I mean, your name got put out there. You're on TV. If those girls from Flavor of Love can still make a career out of just being on that show, like, you should be able to take this pretty good.
Right. And you know what? I just. Because I, you know, I have a couple of different emails that I use for, like, I got one for my business, and then one for just, you know, my fighting, like, for my promoters, different promoters. But it's funny how this happened, because I don't remember signing up for this, because the picture that they took and put on the poster is from actually one of my fight posters, and I never got asked, but you know, if they can use it, but. You know, hey, go ahead. I want to go to Thailand, you know. I mean, I want to experience new things and get taught, you know, different and different ways, like, probably, you know, I mean, just utilize everything that I can learn from them, bring it back and into the cage. So
Thailand and its people are really wonderful. You'll have a good time. I mean, like, the temples are beautiful, the land is beautiful, the culture is beautiful, like, And everybody's just nice as hell.
A little nervous, kind of. I mean, I never been on a TV show, you know. I mean,
yeah, you got to take a malaria shot to go over too. Seriously,
is it just me, or did the rep Thailand have like change over the years? Because when I was younger, it was like a scary ass place to go to.
It's still a scary ass place to go to.
Okay. It's like, now everyone's like, no, it's great. I mean,
if you're walking around Bangkok or one of those places at night, it's a little intimidating. And especially it's a culture shock because, you know, there's nothing in English, man. Like, it's
Oh, I'm gonna learn something over there. I'm gonna learn a different language for sure. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna come back and start speaking their language over here. They're gonna be like, "What?" But yeah, yeah. Actually, the show is actually gonna be filmed in Bangkok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If that makes you feel any more secure about going there.
As far as the cities go, Bangkok's a good city, but it's just big and there are bad spots in Bangkok.
Well, hopefully they don't put us in that bad spot. I don't want my pockets picked, but you know, that's what I just heard. So I don't really carry my money on me anyways, but yeah. So it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be exciting. I'm ready to do this, and I just have self-motivation, you know, and throughout my MMA career, it's just been me, nobody by my side. Nobody could take any credit for what I did and where I'm at today, because I did it all by myself. I promoted myself. I got my own fights. Don't ask me how. I mean, maybe I have a good mouthpiece. You know, I could talk, but actually, you know, it was just pretty much, you know, me saying, coming down to it all and just saying, you know what, I don't need anybody. If you know, I mean, now I got my wife, you know, I just got married last year. So, you know, pretty new to this. My first time being married. So, you know,
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So
got married, then got quarantined together.
Right. Yeah, so like I just been doing it by myself, man, and you know, I mean, you guys, and it's been a rough road, you know. I mean, a lot of, you know, yeah, we'll get you, you know. So I went, you know, getting promoters from Hawaii to Vegas to Utah to Texas to Kansas City to all these different promoters, you know. Hey, so soon I see something like another state opening up, hey, you know, throwing fights. I'm like, hey, can you put me on that roster? Can you put me on that card? You know, so I'm a go-getter, you know, when it comes to fighting. Honestly, like, I was never a fighter. Like, I just – the story is pretty much when I was a kid, I watched Bruce Lee. He was my idol. And I taught myself. Nobody taught me how to fight. Like, besides the kickboxing, but – nobody's taught me how to do any jiu-jitsu. I mean, I've had a couple people here and there come and, you know, show me a little bit here and there. I just mixed it all up, and that's me. You know, I just mixed it up by myself. And
well, this will definitely be a good experience to help if you haven't been really trained by anybody to actually get some training. So,
right, yeah. But you know what? For me to be pro and make it pro, like, and say I'm a professional, and you know, a fighter, and you know, how I did it, you know, it wasn't luck. It wasn't being inexperienced. It was just utilizing everything that I got taught little in increments and put it all together into one. And then just use that of what I learned. I mean, don't get me wrong, but what you said, brother, is yeah, I would like to learn from different people. I want, you know, I got fighters commenting on like my training videos and stuff like, Hey man, you know,
do this, you know, do that.
My buddy just signed with the UFC. So, you know, he kind of just told, you know, give me pointers, you know, of what I need to do, what I need to change. And I don't take that as it's criticizing me, you know, it's going to make me have my form better and everything else. And, you know, and so forth.
I've always like enjoyed getting like criticism from a fighter or from like a coach, and never from a spectator from the crowd.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't give any advice.
You know, I got a bunch of buddies, you know, back in California saying, "Oh man, you should have did this. You should have did that, man."
Shut the fuck up.
Get in there.
You wouldn't even fucking laugh. You think you could just? Oh yeah, I would whip his ass. Yeah. Right.
Like, you had all that clear thinking from the couch. I was in there.
Right, right. Yeah, you know,
coaches.
The crowd, you know, I mean, I fought in different states, and obviously, you know, the people I fought, they were favored. But I blocked that out. I just mental wise, I just look forward. I just walk forward into that cage and listen to my music that's playing, and that's it. Like I just like black everything out and just I'm in my own zone. So like I'm not even intimidated, you know. I'm trying to be the intimidator walking, you know, in their state, in their hometown. And but you got to be a little bit cocky. I mean, a lot of fighters will say that. You got to be a little bit cocky and a little bit of, you know, somewhat like I don't care where I'm at, you know. I'm gonna fight you. I ain't gonna let the crowd get to me. Vegas, it's pretty big, you know. You know, I fought my first Vegas fight was at the Orleans Casino inside there, and it was a little, you know, a lot of people, but it's just you know, you can't be intimidated. Like I tell my fighters the people that I train, you know, because I got my own business. It's called MNS Relentless Training. So, you know, it's all registered, you know, through the state, and it's good, you know, and I'm blessed to have that. And you know what I got, you know, here, I do it outside. I do it, you know, inside my home. I got my own equipment. So, you know, a lot of there's not really many pro fighters here in Idaho. So like, I can't train with. I don't want to train with amateurs. That's for sure. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna learn.
You don't want that ego boost?
No. I like the challenge. I like to challenge myself. I've done sparring. I've done training with people that are pro. You know, the few people that I do know that are experienced. And
just because you're a pro doesn't make you a good fighter, Lizzo.
No. No, it doesn't. It does not. But a lot of things that I've done wrong, I've corrected a lot. But I can still learn more. I mean, there's a lot to learn because you a couple fights, the guys were, you know, they had the ground game. I mean, jiu-jitsu fighters, you know, coming from Arizona, whatever. I fought one actually was from Arizona. My second Vegas fight. And, he was a grappler, but he stood up. He stood up the whole time. You know, I trained for that specific thing, you know, jiu-jitsu, and because I knew this guy was a ground guy. So he kind of pulled me and stood up with me the whole time and went toe to toe. So it was a little mix. I mean, it was different. Like, okay, all right.
Gotta love it when your game plan goes right out the door right away.
Real quick, from 0 to 6, I mean, real quick. I mean, it's just like it just switches up a lot, you know, in this sport. So
that's why I was saying you can't go by someone's like history, because whatever they kept doing, maybe they just stopped doing that now. Yeah.
Right. My first AMI fight, I was just thrown in, like the team I started off with. You know, just threw me. I didn't have no back. There was no tape on the guy. There was nothing, you know. I didn't know if he was a boxer, a wrestler. I didn't know anything. And the dude that was originally supposed to fight him, he got a concussion, so they suspended him. So I was the replacement fighter. So I was like, shoot, all right, first fight. Hell yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I'll take this fight. Not knowing what he was and, you know, kind of like, my coach didn't have no. He goes, I trained with him. I know how he fights. I go, well, can you train? I mean, well, can you spend some time with me, you know, one on one, since you train with this guy? Never got that, so I was just thrown in there blindfolded, you know, pretty much. But I still took the fight. It didn't really matter to me. I just wanted that experience. I wanted that first fight, so I got it.
And what was the notice you had on that fight?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah, so I've taken fight short notice, and in my experience, I've decided I'm never doing that ever again.
Yeah, no, I won't either. I won't either. The promoters, I mean, that I do fight for, they'll send me tape of their fights. you know, of an event that took place with them. So it was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, but anyways, it's just,
well, we don't want to take up too much more of your time, and we want to give you at least an opportunity to shout out your sponsors and fans. And we definitely want to have you back, you know, when you get on this show.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me, actually.
Yeah. You got any shout outs you want to give?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my sponsor, Night Owl Tinting from Idaho Falls, Idaho. My friends and family members from all over the place. If you guys are watching, whatever, not, hey, I got a question. Is this like recorded so they can watch it?
Yeah, it's live. You can actually tell them to go to Roku or Amazon Fire Stick or Apple TV, download our app, Fight Mixer TV, and they can watch these. It'll be on, probably available tomorrow.
I'll let Matt know if I do get a notice. Hey, I'll let him know that, hey, can I get put on? I'm going to go to the show. Or after the show, come back on. I mean, whatever you guys want me to do, you know, I'll be more than happy to. But thank you.
I sent you that shirt, so make sure you wear that on the program.
Oh yeah, for sure. I told Matt I was gonna do that too. I was like, hey, I'll wear that to my next fight. So I'm gonna keep that for Thailand. But anyways, thank you guys. And I appreciate you guys having me on the show. And you guys
appreciate having you.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right.
See ya.
Very nice guy.
Yep. Everyone starts somewhere.
I feel like I can really relate to, he was talking about his start was watching Bruce Lee movies, because I feel like watching Walker Texas Ranger kind of made me want to be a fighter when I got older. He had some good moves.
Who doesn't like Chuck Norris, man?
He was so downplayed now.
Have you, so I seen Jean-Claude Van Damme or whatever, and he's on a on two semis going down the road, and he's got his feet, and he's doing the splits between them.
Oh yeah,
anyone seen that commercial?
Yeah, I just never liked him.
But then there's another commercial with Chuck Norris, and he's doing it between two airplanes.
Oh,
I mean, and he's got like eight pilots, you know, like fighter pilots above him, forming a Christmas tree on his head.
You know why they had to use airplanes, right?
To what?
So you know why they had to use airplanes for Chuck Norris, right?
Because he's the badass.
His balls are so big.
I love Chuck Norris. And the Chuck Norris jokes are great.
How old is he now? Like 80?
1,000?
Yeah. Ancient.
Yeah. He beat Genghis Khan up himself.
He just stopped aging. It was because of the, what was that, the in-home gym? Is that what he was plugging?
What'd you say?
What was that gym equipment that he was always selling?
Oh, the Elliptor or something like that, wasn't it?
It was a something gym. It was like a Bowflex.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but I can't think of what the...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It'll come to me tomorrow, like on my way to work. I'll message you guys when I figure it out.
Bruce Lee, Cheyenne. What's up, Cheyenne? Yeah, little.
No one's even mentioned Jackie Chan either.
No, I love Jackie Chan. And he's back in all sports. Have you guys ever seen the movie?
Isn't Jackie Chan more of a stunt person?
No, he does his own shit, but he knows martial arts. He runs over buildings. I was also raised by the Three Little Ninjas, though, so that was also an inspiration for me.
I don't know how to say his name. Iko Uwais. Ever seen the movie The Raid? Ever seen that? If you like those kind of movies, but Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, any of them? Anymore.
Jackie Chan's been like 70 movies.
No, but I'm saying, have you ever seen the movie The Raid? It's not Jackie Chan.
No.
Okay, whoever's watching this still, whoever decides to watch this podcast, you too as well, Matt and Allie, watch the movie The Raid and tell me you're not a fan tomorrow. Just tell me. It's so the guy is one of, I don't know the name of the martial art that he trains, but he's a champ in his own country. So the guy that's the main character of this movie, I don't know how many stories the building is, but it's like, say, 7 stories. And he gets in there as a SWAT team to take out the mafia dude. The mafia dude's at the top. And this guy, Ico, who's in real life a champ in his martial art form, in the movie, he's the main character. He has to go through each floor and kick everyone's ass, like all the way up to like number 7 till he gets like the top. It's an amazing martial arts movie. If anyone knows it, I'm sure a lot of people that do end up watching this that do like martial arts movies, like they like The Raid. There's Raid 2, which is awesome as well. But if you need a good movie, shit like that, and you haven't seen them all, like watch The Raid. Like just
in Iowa, we got a haunted house that does that. You have to keep going through floors and make it all the way to the top, and someone pushes you out.
So check that out. If you like that kind of stuff, tell me you're not a fan of that kid. I like the fact that people are like that in real life and not just, you know, playing the character. So I totally like all of them.
Charlize Theron. I'm sure she's just badass in real life. Has to be.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous of her. My boyfriend likes her a lot.
I normally don't like super blondes like her, but like you have to like Charlize Theron.
She seems really sweet. I always watch her like on like, not reality shows, but she's always doing something silly on the red carpet. She seemed really down to earth and fun. And if anyone watches, is Jimmy Kimmel?
All right. Well, I think it was a good show. A couple of good guests. And I think we should probably wrap this up. So you guys have anything you want to shout out or talk about?
Do you check some of the fights this weekend?
Talking about Joaquin Buckley?
I watched a few of them.
Yeah, so everyone knows Joaquin Buckley is fine. That's one of those things like you want to try and pull off, but you think it's never going to work.
Oh my God, that.
If I would have done that, I would just flip over on accident.
But that was amazing.
Wobble, his eyes roll back, and that itself, I think, made
it. I think his soul left his body for at least a few good seconds.
Yeah, I don't know why he was just holding his leg. People at home, just don't fucking sit there. I don't know. I mean, it's easier said than done, but he just held on to it. Like, I don't know what his plan was. He was going to shoot from behind or something, but
I thought he was going to, you know, pull him up and take him down, but he didn't get that far, so.
Yeah.
And some people will, like, kick their leg, like, down once it's caught and try and break that hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But Joaquin.
Yeah, he had a whole different game plan.
I don't know if if it was his interview that he was saying, but Joaquin said he caught on the fact that he caught his leg once, and so he was drilling that kick. And so he caught.
You said you work out with him, or
I don't know him personally. He's at my gym. Yeah. I work and I train out at Finney's MMA, and that's the gym that he's also out of. As far as what I know, my boyfriend sparred with him. He's a very, very well known in St. Louis. Everyone knows who Joaquin Buckley is. I'll walk past him in the gym, but I'm not really the person to go up like,
Yeah.
Like,
so what you need to do is you need to fold. You need to take a piece of paper, fold it up and say, do you like my show or do you not? And check
yes or no.
Yes or no. And it's like, are you coming on or what?
Yeah. Just make like check, like a square, check yes or no.
I don't see how you can deny that. That's funny, right?
Yeah. It's a country song. Yeah.
So, but yeah, he does train at my gym. I just don't know him personally. Everyone I do know knows him very personally. They all train with him. He's had it coming though. Everyone has said it. If there's the one person who's going to make it, he is the one that should say, yeah, he's going to go to the UFC. He's going to do some awesome shit because he's that talented.
If it was the gym I worked at, I would just walk up to him and be like, hey, dude, I have a podcast. You got to come on.
I know. I mean, I can totally do that. I just like, I'm also like the person that's like, damn, do I look desperate? Like,
I got a podcast. You did amazing, man. You got to come on.
Yeah. No, I mean, but he totally deserves it. As of everything and all the good things I have heard, and as far as like he's a talented fighter, that's not surprising to the St. Louis community or anyone that's fought him or promoters, anything like, is totally not. I don't think that's shocking. It's been coming, I think. So.
I didn't see the last two fights, but every fight I watched that night seemed to end in the first round after like a minute.
Yeah.
Like it was
knockout power. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot more first round
it was serious business then.
I remember there's one time there's an amateur show where like literally almost every fight ended in a guillotine in the first round. And like the crowd was getting pissed after a while.
Yeah.
Because like they fantasy fights and they're all just like ending right away. And like some of these guys are winning and the crowd's booing.
Make that fight go, but that was a genius move on him. So and it landed perfectly. So that's all you can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, guys. Well, good show.
It's been several weeks.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we almost know what we're doing now.
Hell no.
We're progressing.
We are progressing.
We're evolving.
We're studying more.
It does help. It does help.
Nope.
All right. Well, lady, it was an excellent show, but I got shit to do.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Good night.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.